This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين إمامنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to yet another episode in our series In the Company of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant us death whilst He's pleased with us, and grant us a life full of actions whereby His names are always remembered. Ameen. Ameen. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, and we seek His guidance subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with him in Jannah. Ameen. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in our last episode, we were traversing through the principles with regards to God Almighty's names. And in a nutshell, we said that first and foremost, they are tawqifiyyah, meaning that we are not allowed to invent names. Rather, we name Allah based on what He subhanahu wa ta'ala has named Himself. We also said that He has the most elevated of examples. Thus, we never compare His name or the dimensions of His name, or the implications and attributes of His name to anyone in creation or anything else. From the principles we discussed is that if a name of God Almighty shares a base, some letters for example, but the actual name is different, and we shared an example, for example, Al-Ghafir and Al-Ghaffar and Al-Ghafur, Al-Qadir and Al-Qadir and Al-Muqtadir, they share certain letters. However, in principle, we count them as individual names. We don't say these three names are one name, rather we say they are three names, right? So for those who want to memorize 99 names to enter paradise, memorize and look after and so on and so forth, then if you take these three names, you have memorized three names. Then we discussed the important principle regarding certain names of God Almighty that exist in pairs. And we said we shouldn't separate them. We constitute or count those two names as one name. Why? Because when the two names come together, they become beautiful names. And we shared an example such as Al-Qabid and Al-Basit. Al-Basit refers to the most generous, the one who is outstretched, the one who is not withholding, and the one whose bounties are so much it never decreases. And then we have Al-Qabid, and Al-Qabid refers to the one who withholds. So when we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Qabid, or the one that withholds, when we discuss it in light of Al-Basit, the one who's the most generous, the one who has bounties that are so vast, they never diminish, we understand it as a beautiful name. That when Allah withholds, it's because it's good for us. So Allah is beautiful in His withholding. Not like you and I, right? When we hold, it's because we lack resources. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, it's not because He lacks resources. Allah withholds when He has resources. Thus Allah is beautiful in His withholding. Allah is beautiful in His withholding. And we never separate that name from Al-Basit, which is the fact that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous. So point in case here is that when Allah reveals about Himself two names and attaches them together, we never separate them. And in principle, we count them as one name. So Al-Qabid and Al-Basit is one name, not like Al-Ghaffar and Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghafir. Those are three names, right? So this principle is slightly or this principle is opposite to what we discussed, and these are the reasons why the scholars say that they are taken as one name, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed them together, thus we never separate them. Because the moment you separate withholding from the most generous and the most giving and the one who has an unprecedented bounty, then the meaning lacks in vigor and valor, right? But when they're attached, it becomes beautiful. Thus we leave it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, listen to this next principle, and this is an amazing principle. If it doesn't make your hair stand, I don't know what will. The scholars say that Allah Almighty's actions are a result of His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst the names of the creation, yourself and myself, are a result of our actions. I hope you've understood this. Let me say that again, okay? Allah Almighty's actions are a result of His names. Whilst the names of the creation are a result of their actions. Let's start with the creation. You and I, to be called a doctor, we have to have studied to become a doctor. We cannot have the name until the action of being a doctor exists. I cannot be called a football player until the action of being a football player exists. I cannot be the best football player until the action of being the best football player exists. We are not deserving of titles unless we earn it. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete from ever and forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to create to be called the creator. Allahu Akbar. He was the creator before He created. He was the creator from ever and will be the creator forever. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't need to create for the action to exist for Himself to now be called the creator. No, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, this is how beautiful Allah's names are, and this is how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, the emotions that run through a person when you understand how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you cannot describe these emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never needed to create to be called the creator. He never needed to create a weak soul that will sin and turn to Allah for forgiveness. And then Allah forgives this weak soul to be called Al-Ghaffar and to be called Al-Ghafoor and to be called Al-Ghafir. Allah didn't need us to sin and seek forgiveness to have these names. Allah was the most forgiving, the most merciful from ever and forever. He was the most forgiving, the most merciful before He forgave. And never needed to forgive to be called the one who forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, I think just this point is enough for us to close our discussion together and say we've given the series its haqq and its right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and grant us the understanding. Ameen. Ameen, ameen. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says this is the manifestation of the completeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the manifestation of the completeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah for Islam and alhamdulillah for being chosen to be from those who declared Allah as one and those who accepted the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus we accepted the revelation from Allah that came to us via His Prophet and learned wholesale from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man that was the academic of all academics, the man who taught us about Allah over 1400 years ago in Arabic, and today we can have a lesson in English about His teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be affected by it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with Him in Jannah. Ameen. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, one final point I want to discuss with you all, and this is to complement the first point. We said that we cannot name Allah, that which He didn't name Himself. But what about speaking about Allah generally? Making a statement about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we allowed to do so? For example, to say Allah engineered this creation. As a statement, not saying Allah is the engineer. Is this allowed? Yes. This is permitted as explained by the scholars. And Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, says in his fatawa that in terms of making statements about Allah by saying, for example, He is present, mawjood, using the term mawjood, right? Then this is not a major issue. Rather, a statement about someone is not the same as naming someone. However, we must ensure that the statement must imply something praiseworthy. Something praiseworthy. But for us to say that from the names of Allah is that He's the engineer, then as we discussed earlier, this is not permissible. There's a litmus test, and this name, calling Allah the engineer, would not pass that particular litmus test. But to say it as a statement that Allah engineered such and such, then this is fine as a statement on condition that the meaning in what we say as a statement about Allah is a pleasant meaning, is a meaning that has a good implication and connotation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This brings us to the end of my brief introduction that I wanted to share with you all, and inshallah, when we return, we will discuss a name from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu, 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 Allahu.